It's 79 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 92.7 Classical HQR, and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. My guests today are Christine Farley, the Operations Director of the Port City Music Festival, and Lynn Herndon from the Steering Committee of the festival. Now, this is the 8th annual Port City Music Festival. You can find everything the festival has to offer on its website, portcitymusicfestival.org. The music begins on Sunday, June 5th, and runs through June 12th. Christine and Lynn, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Gina.
Thank you, Gina.
And thanks, WHQR, for hosting us.
Absolutely. This is always a great festival. So much, I can't even imagine a better possible thing for folks who love classical music. Chris, I'd like to start talking to you. For folks who aren't familiar with the Port City Music Festival, it took me a few years to know it existed myself. Mm-hmm. Of course, now it's gotten bigger and bigger. But for folks who don't know about it, what is it?
This is a series of classical music concerts throughout the Wilmington area that are all free. And the reason we're doing it in the summer is that there are many summer music chamber music festivals in the North Carolina area in major cities, but Wilmington never had one. So I met Stephen Framill at a cello workshop, and we thought, well, let's get one going. And that was 9 years ago, so here we are.
Yeah, and again, it is all free, which is amazing. We'll talk a little bit about how that's possible to have the kind of artists you have, and yet folks get to go for free. We'll talk about that in a minute. Lynn Herndon, you've been involved for 3 years with this festival, and it keeps on growing. You're on the steering committee. I know there's a lot of work that goes on there. What's new this year?
Well, this year we've decided to expand beyond our musical offerings and to do some master classes. We have arranged for master classes in an educational outreach for young musicians in Wilmington to expand our mission into education. That's exciting. And then we also have added dance to the program. The music this year is going to span composers from Brahms to Gershwin. And so there's something for everybody, but the festival this year is actually called Mostly Mozart. And so there's Mozart, at least one Mozart piece in every one of the seven concerts. There are seven concerts, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and a masterclass on Monday afternoon. We are going to have... our next to final concert will be at Dreams of Wilmington in the garage there, and that's very exciting for us because that's a new venue. We're also going to be at B'nai Israel Synagogue on Tuesday night.
Let me ask you about the Dreams situation. Are you doing that performance for Dreams students? How will the Dreams students be involved?
Well, the Dreams students there will be all invited, and their families and the community. You know, as our charter, we wanted to bring this music throughout the Wilmington area. And we find that a lot of people don't come to these venues, so we thought, well, we'd take the music to their venue. So that's what this is all about, is to kind of fulfill that part of our bucket list, if you will, and get the music down to Dreams.
Yeah. Get it down to young folks, especially
sure.
Young folks who...
Absolutely.
Although, I think all young folks nowadays are at risk of not experiencing classical music.
Yeah, I agree with you, Gina.
So that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about the funding for this festival, because it has been growing every year. Mm-hmm. It remains free for audiences. How is that possible?
Well, this year's been exceptional, and we've gotten a tremendous amount of local support, in particular the support of the family of Gail Peacock. They're from Charlotte. We've also got grants from Landfall Foundation, a wonderful grant, another wonderful grant from the Arts Council of North Carolina and the Wilmington Arts Council. Of course, that's through the Wilmington Arts Council. So we thank the support of all of our donors, and that's how we're able to do it. And individual, little checks here and there, and every year we just grow a little bit, and we really never want to charge for our concerts.
I know that's something that's just a lovely part of the heart of this festival is it will be free always.
Yes.
And but folks can donate at any of the concerts.
Sure. And it doesn't diminish the value of the concerts.
No.
I mean, they're fantastic. We've got seven musicians coming in from different parts of the country, in addition to local musicians. And as one example, because we like to support the minority of women composers, we're playing a piece by Mira Wershauser called In Memoriam for cello and orchestra, which is really going to be exciting. And that'll be not only at Dreams, but it'll be at First Presbyterian Church on the last, on the 12th, the last concert of the festival. So,
folks, if you'd like to find out more about the Port City Music Festival, top-notch musicians playing beautiful music, go to the website at portcitymusicfestival.org and find out about it, because it's not just in one spot. You have multiple locations, Keenan Chapel, Windermere Presbyterian.
And you do need a ticket for the Keenan Chapel performance, and they're available at the Northeast Library May 31st at 9 a.m., and only because of space limitation, and they're free tickets. The rest you do not need a ticket for.
Yeah, the Keenan Chapel is a small space.
Yes.
And those tickets go fast, as
I
recall.
Get there early.
So that's just for safety. And
yeah, it's a fire code.
It's a fire code issue. B'nai Israel, Cameron Art Museum, Beckwith Recital Hall at UNCW, Dreams of Wilmington, First Presbyterian. So all of these different spots will have this music. And Stephen Fromille is coming.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He came last year, I think, to be interviewed. Do you have any last thoughts about this in terms of how the town can help you? I think you've been quite successful every year, so it's not like you're in need of any help, but how do we keep this festival growing?
I think just spreading the word and liking, you know, Facebook's been real helpful, and liking the pages, and just telling, bring a partner, you know, if you're coming. Invite
ask
somebody. Yeah, ask a friend.
That's how I got involved. The first time I came to a Port City Music Festival concert, I was just bowled over by the quality of the music and the spirit and the energy that this group of people bring to our city for a week. It is contagious, it's infectious, it's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Christine Farley and Lynn Herndon, thank you so much. It's 12:06.